I thought it would be good for my confidence. It was something different. I had nothing really going on then, and I thought it was like exciting new experience. After that, I decided to enter Miss Bikini Ireland, and that's what I'm a finalist in.
Now, you talked about confidence, though, and entering that type of that competition for confidence seems like the opposite of what I would be doing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
if I had confidence issues,
I know what you mean.
You just wanted to completely challenge yourself and see what you were capable
myself
of.
Outside my comfort zone, really. Like,
yeah.
I had to speak in public and we had to be out in public and stuff, so it really pushed me out of my comfort zone.
And that worked well for you? You liked that, did you?
Yeah, I really liked it, yeah.
Now, you're originally from Burnfoot. Tell us a bit about yourself. What do you...
I'm 20 years old. I'm from Burnfoot. I went to the Irish primary and secondary school in Buncrana. So I'm fluent in Irish. I work in Derry as a makeup artist at the moment. Yeah.
Very good. Excellent. And now, so tell us about this competition and off the back of the other competition, he says, right, I like this kind of thing, but this is a different kettle of fish, is it? Because this is a bikini competition.
Yeah, it's a bikini competition. It's actually not pure about bikini. It's a lot to do with personality too, because we have a lot of different tasks and stuff. We have fitness tasks and we have lots of interviews and stuff like that, because they want someone who represents Ireland in a good light. And so where people think it's about bikini, it's a lot to do with personality and stuff too.
Yeah, and that's going to be the headline grabber, I suppose, and that's why it's called that. But do you find yourself like you just have, and I'm not pulling you up on it, but almost defending it in a way, in that, you know, there is more to it than just bikinis?
Yeah, like a lot of the girls in the competition have different kind of body types and stuff. It's not just stereotypical, like one kind of body shape. A lot of girls are different heights and stuff like that too, so that's one of the things I liked about the competition, that it was a process too, where they got to know us better instead of just like seeing us in our bikinis and then picking which one's best.
Yeah, so it's not, you know, objectified. Just purely, look, this is how such and such looks and what have you. And what kind of, did you have full support for this, or were people saying that?
Yeah, I actually have a lot of support for this. I was surprised because it's kind of, it's a bit, I don't know, out there for Donegal.
Well, we don't wear...
Yeah. I mean,
it's probably to do with the weather
country,
in Venice.
Exactly.
But, you would not get many opportunities to show off a figure if one had one, which you do, of course.
Yeah.
But, I suppose so. It's a little bit different. Whereas in the south of France, it'd be like, well, whatever.
Normal, yeah.
Why are you wearing clothes? So what stage of the competition are we at now?
We're at the final. It's on the 14th in the Regency Hotel in Dublin. So it's 2 weeks away now. So a lot of work is going into the last 2 weeks. On the night, they're going to put it down to 10 girls, and then the 10 will have to be interviewed and stuff again.
Mm. And what's the judging system?
It's 50%... text vote and 50% judges vote on the night.
So for to win this, you need people's help too, don't you?
Yeah.
And is that people actually in the building on the night, or do we know how that works, or is it?
I'm not actually too
sure. We might check out that. Otherwise, it'd be pretty random, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But 50% votes on the night, 50% text, and have you a big crowd going down with you? Have you?
Yeah, I've actually family from Mayo too coming down, because my mum is from Mayo, so support Mayo today.
Very good. And has it been televised or anything?
It is being televised actually, on Sky Channel 191 around Christmas time, I think. And there's been rumours of other TV shows in Ireland and stuff thinking about taking it on, so that'll be good, yeah.
Brilliant. Now, you're obviously a young, attractive, well-educated woman, working and all that there, and then, you know, though some people would say, well, this is, you know, a bikini competition, it's probably, you know, setting women's rights back 20-30 years.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure you've heard all this kind of stuff before, so how do you, or do, you don't have to, but how do you sort of balance the two in the way you see it?
I see it in like more of a positive way. I have a younger sister and younger cousins and stuff, and I'm not the typical bikini model, and neither is any of the other girls in the competition. We're all like different. So I see it more as a positive kind of for women's like body.
No, I know what you're saying. And you know the way I say it? Exactly. And if you're confident, go out and do it. And you know what? I think we interfere too much in what other people are doing anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's your life.
Yeah.
And it's your figure and your body. And if you want to enter something like this,
and people,
you're not hurting anyone and never will hurt anyone. Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
And people put up pictures in their bikinis all the time when they're on holidays and
I
stuff.
Don't.
And it's,
no,
well,
I...
not, not everyone then.
It's mankini.
Oh, God.
No, but I do know what you're saying. It's like with social media now and the lines of sort of privacy have blurred a little bit and, you know, it's not...
I think it's important to show self-confidence too. Irish people are very good at putting themselves down all the time. So I think people need to just be happy in their own skin.
Yeah, and let other people be happy in their own skin too, which I think is really important. Yeah. Where do you see yourself going from here? Obviously, you've got your career in beauty, I suppose, beauty and makeup, hair and makeup. Yeah, right. Is that what you want to be doing long term, or do you want to be doing a bit of modelling as well, or what's the plan?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting into a bit of modelling too. I probably am not the height for fashion modelling, but maybe like commercial or fitness modelling in the future.
That in itself, to be honest with you, out of all of this type of stuff, is what I think is the most shocking, in that there is this unrealistic portrayal of women as it relates to fashion modelling. You know, incredibly thin, incredibly tall. And we know that's not the way people generally are. I think, what, you're about 5'6", are you?
Yeah,
we need more 5 foot six catwalk models, isn't it?
I think the model industry is getting a little bit better. There's more like curvy models and stuff out there now. So,
but even the terminology, I'm not a woman, by the way, obviously, but even the terminology, like using the phrase plus sized model, I can't understand. If I was a woman, I would go beloopers over that. You know, it's just a different shape.
Yeah,
plus
exactly.
size, it's just the, there's a...
They have a great figure too.
Yeah, there's an underlying thing there, I think. How can people get more information about you, Alana, or help? I presume, you know, you'll be able to clarify the stuff as it terms to text voting and that type of stuff on your Facebook page, is
Facebook you can go on my Facebook page, Alana Harrigan. I have heaps of posts up there about the competition and I'm posting pictures all the time. A lot of the competition has to do with social media too, because they want to know that you can market yourself and stuff like that,
And what, you Snapchat's that type
Snapchat,
of stuff.
Lana Harrigan,
Okay, very good. Yeah. It's all very interesting indeed. And it takes place in 2 weeks' time. Are you nervous?
I'm not really nervous yet, but I'd say the night before I won't get much sleep. I just try not to think about it until then. There's a lot of work gone into it already, so I think it's constant, like, judging and stuff. Mm. The judges are constantly judging us through the whole thing, so the final night is... they're gonna be judging us again, but they kind of already know, I think, at that stage.
And are you enjoying that process of it?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I don't know what I'm gonna do with myself after it's all over. I'll have so much free time.
Well, hopefully you'll be going on to Miss Bikini Universe or whatever the next stage is. Yeah. And you know, if you talk to the girls, like, as in, you know, from the Rose of Tralee or Mary from Dunloe, there's great camaraderie. I can't even say it, but anyway, the girls get on really well, make friends for life, and so on and so forth. Is this competition the same, or is it a little bit more competition, or what way does that work?
No, all the girls get on really well, but at the same time, the last few weeks, everyone wants to win, so everyone's kind of like promoting themselves a lot. But no, we get on really well, and we're all really supportive of one another.
Excuse me, brilliant. People can check you out on Facebook. Alana Harrigan.
Yeah.
Is that right? And then they can link off to all the other all the other areas. And I presume if you win, you will be Burnfoot's first Miss Bikini Ireland.
I think so, yeah. I don't think there's anyone else.
Well, listen, it's been I hope you do well. I'm sure you will. I hope it's fair.
You.
And if it's fair, you'll be up there towards the top. And
thank
thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks a million.